Right now we're in the 5th arrondissement of Bangui in the market area that was partially destroyed and full of garbage. So our Cash for Work street cleaning program, the youths from the 5th arrondissement are here contributing to their own neighborhood and shoveling and taking away the garbage that was here so people can come back and use the market again.
Could you explain a little bit about that program of Cash for Work in Bangui?
Sure. This is part of our Retention of Mixed Communities social cohesion program. We're trying to give people a reason to stay in their own neighborhoods. These are mixed neighborhoods in the 5th and the 3rd arrondissement, and we want them to stay that way. The economy of Central African Republic, Bangui, these people in this neighborhood, is really hurting a lot. So we give them employment and a chance to contribute to their neighborhood. Mm-hmm. People from the community, especially merchants in the market, really appreciate having the area cleaned, especially before rainy season, when drainage is very important.
So people working here, where do they come from? Are they from different communities?
In both arrondissements where we work, in the 3rd and in the 5th, we take people from that arrondissement, people, representatives from each of the quartiers in that arrondissement, so people can contribute to their own communities and help their neighbors. And people from the community can see that Christians and Muslims, youth, mixed communities are working together for the good of Bangui.
How many are there here working here?
Right now we have 50 in the 5th arrondissement. We started with 50 in the 3rd, expanded to 100. As of next week, Monday, we will have 150 in both the 3rd and the 5th, a total of 300 youths working for their communities in Bangui.
You said that the program is Cash for Work. How much do you pay them?
The youth are paid 2,500 seifa per day, which is standard salary for Bangui, Central African Republic. At the end of the period, some youth in the 3rd especially will be given business training. A lot of people lost their livelihoods in the conflict, so we want them to be able to restart their small businesses at the end of the program.